sports this morning. We're having a chuckle. I don't know if you heard. All right, go ahead. Explain this, Pat.
Oh.
the NFL says something, and it's totally disregarded.
Right. Well, actually, the NFL, they came out with a memo, and it details this. I'm just doing this off memory, but it's detailing that if players engage in any high-risk activity that would result in them getting the virus, that they could lose their money for the season. And so they can't go and hang out at house parties.
Strip club, for example?
Well, hold on. No, hold on. So they can't go and hang out at house parties with 15 or more people. They can't go to an indoor concert. They can't attend the bar unless they're just picking up food. Now, this story happened. This broke, about the memo broke over the weekend. While another story in the NBA broke, and that was with Lou Williams from the LA Clippers. Now, everybody, if you're following what's happening in the NBA, they are in a bubble in Orlando at the Disney complex there, and so nobody really can leave this bubble unless, of course, they get permission. And Lou Williams, forward for the LA Clippers, told his team that and coaches that, hey, look, I've got to go to a funeral. They said, oh, hey, sure, go to a funeral. It was then learned, thanks to some reports, that he did not attend a funeral. He actually attended a strip club in Florida.
Well, he wasn't lying. He went to a funeral for his own career.
Well, at least for 10 days. So he has to be in quarantine for 10 days. That's right. But I guess there was just...
Because there's video evidence.
There's video evidence of him there. He was with a fellow rapper, apparently, and he decided to attend the strip club. Apparently, there was somebody there he was just dying to see.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh. Very, very nice.
So that's why the NFL, I think, has such strict guidelines there.
Yeah, and that's, I was going to tie it together, saying, you know, you got this one league just saying, I mean, you could lose your pay.
Mm-hmm.
In the NBA, you get you 10 days.
10 days.
That's just.
Here's the other thing, though. I can't believe with Florida and the cases that are surging there, I cannot believe that strip clubs are operating in Florida.
That's a whole other conversation. Yeah, how do you get in the first place? Oh, okay. Maybe it was an outdoors.
Maybe I didn't investigate, Charlie. I'm
it's
sorry.
Florida. Well, you know, any beach.
But they wearing masks?
We had a report of a drive-through one the other day, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that was out. I remember, because the traffic was so heavy they had traffic control.
Was that in Texas?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, right.
Well, I was going to say, but outside on the beach, you go to any beach these days, and sometimes you think they're revealing more than you'd actually see from what is worn or not worn. That's another story.